from constructed ideas of community to institutionalized or forms of community. This will bring us to our last presentation of the evening, which is Nikolai Olejnikov, from a member of Stadelab Group. He will discuss some works of his and works with Stadelab regarding notions of communal living. And he will perform a series, a special routine, the secret that I'm going to let you describe. Right. So I guess the question that I pose about your presentation, Nikolai, is how can we learn from past experiences of community formation without replicating its pitfalls, but rather embracing their potential? So I will leave you guys with Nikolai.
Thank you very much. Almost up to 10, a little amusements, a little circus. I will ask a group of artists and non-artist collaborators with whom we are working on learning new world at the moment at Rotor Art Space, opening at 28th or 29th, don't forget. Name of the work is Can Real Democracy Cause a Joy Displacement? Which is focused on the question of can a protest nowadays be necessarily non-violent, moral based only, etc., etc. We were by making a mural and arranging a reading slash martial arts room, standing our days with a kickboxing, starting our day with a kickboxing class. And gymnastics, we are trying to answer the question to ourselves. Please, I invite my friends here who would help us to warm up a little bit. I would kindly ask every one of you to take part in our little series circuit, experiment in communality and collectivity, and to stand up for several minutes in upright position and to follow every moment the artist Miroslav Serebnikov will be presenting. They will show you exactly what to do because the artist is really a professional in gymnastics and she will lead you. You just follow her movements. What they will show you is simple physical warming up exercises, which everyone who witnessed late Soviet years would remember by heart. I remember this sequence by name industrial gymnastics. Everyone in Soviet Union, no matter what sort of work she or he was doing, was obliged to perform industrial gymnastics as at least once a day, at least for 15 minutes, on one's working place. As we here all are cultural and intellectual workers, working hard enough by sitting here consciously listening, talking, and sometimes drinking, I would ask you to follow these simple exercises for several minutes continuously. One of the important terms grounded in my late Soviet experience is communality. Me and my friends from Stadelab grew up working on a certain format of this 48-hour seminars. Recently they became longer than 48 hours and they can take even 1 or 2 weeks. And we have something happening here like for more than 7 days and now we know it by heart. Which final goal would be to present an art piece, a self-education, artistic research, or a theatrical play. We were started with a seminar of 24 hours in Nizhny Novgorod, in my home city in Russia, and set up a seminar about leftist theory and practices. And it started happily when the group was caught by a police for some time. And then we decided to continue because we found it a really productive method to develop a certain final goal, which leads us to an art piece of education research, theatrical play. Что делать? Works with learning plays mostly. Learning play named after Brecht, Lehr, Stücke. As well, we are following Augusto Boal's methods of his theater of the oppressed. And I do sometimes learning new rooms by inviting interested people from different fields, different ages, different backgrounds, artists, students, researchers, political activists, etc., etc. The last one actually is to be presented quite soon. Really, we are starting each and every day, not with talking, not with even painting the mural, but with the kickboxing classes, which led by a very professional guy from here, from the local kickboxing school. And he teaches us really basics of self-defense and real physical practices like that. We continue, of course, with painting a mural, which will be a final point, a destination point. And also, we will arrange with that room where the mural is a library with a certain collection of books numbered by like 200 or 300. The books collected are about liberational ideas of leftist sort, I would say. And coming to the point. Go, when I... No, not yet. Torture them with you. I see precisely the circus more as a positive and fairly organic model for developing our practices. It is one of the possible models I have in mind, of course. The circus as understood by the early Brecht, who included routines by the clown Karl Valentin in his theater productions. In his famous utterance about the most important of the arts, made during a conversation with Lunacharsky, Lenin also talked about the circus. He had in mind its potential for combining elements of entertainment and education, which for me is quite essential. For me, for my friends, using all these kind of practices, physical, mental, and whatever.